92.31. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We're kicking off hour number two here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there for you to download, right on the front page of the site. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. You just go and get them. And as a matter of fact, you could, if you wanted to, give us a little something in return. You could go vote for the show. And actually, there's a couple different options for you right now. What we're really pressing on at the moment is the podcast awards. We discovered that some of our listeners have nominated us, and we appreciate that. And so now we're going to ask you to go and vote for us at podcastawards.com. You just scroll down a little bit, you'll find the political, cultural category, actually, cultural, political category. And we are one of four shows that was chosen. And all you have to do is click on the name of us, Free Talk Live, and follow the instructions. Very simple. All you need is an email address.
I did it, and I can tell you a little bit of experience that I had is that more than one person from a computer, like if your family all listens to Free Talk Live, and they each have their own separate email address,
right.
you can still use the same computer.
That's unusual, because usually there's some sort of security checking in there, but it has frustrated people who live in the same house and listen to Free Talk Live.
So if you and your wife both have separate email addresses, which probably you do,
right.
But you only have one computer, you both can use the same computer.
So instead of being a household vote, it's an individual vote.
Right.
At Podcast Awards.
And that's every 24 hours.
Right. And we also have our friends over at PodcastAlley.com. There's always voting going on there, but that's only a once a month thing. This Podcast Awards is once a day from now until July 31st. So there's a good 2 week voting period. Yeah, so you go to podcastawards.com, and also of course, PodcastAlley.com. You can get there at vote.freetalklive.com. We don't ask much. We don't charge for our website. This is all we ask you to do. Just take a moment. That's all. All right. So your show, anything goes, political, personal, 800-259-9231. We got emails as well. You've got an article coming up maybe tonight about the size of government predicted for the future. I mean, if we keep going on the path that we're going on here.
Frightening.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Scary stuff. Scary.
But first, emails, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Mark. He emails in regards to the PETA situation that we discussed earlier this week.
It's so scary. I talked to a girl in my office who's a big PETA supporter.
Mm.
She couldn't believe it.
Really?
She didn't believe it.
Denial is a common human response.
Yes.
What the news article that we were talking about was, in two different states, two different people, and in fact, it might have been more than two people involved, but people have been arrested. PETA employees, the people for so-called ethical treatment of animals, the employees have been arrested for animal abuse. For killing animals in the back of a van and then dumping them in dumpsters. And in fact, we ended up finding a quote from the president of PETA herself, who she admitted to killing thousands of little kitties and puppies over the years. It's really sick and twisted. And anyway, here's what Mark has to say. I'm not surprised at all by the behavior of some of the people at PETA that was mentioned in Wednesday's show. I've never liked PETA to begin with, but during a recent trip to a music festival, my suspicions have risen about this certain organization. At the festival, there were some people with the PETA, with a portable television set that said, "Meet Your Meat," displaying cruel acts done to animals, allegedly committed by the meat industries. The videos were horrific, but almost too horrific. I thought to myself, how is that efficient? Why would a company that would be wanting to kill efficiently single out one lone animal at a time, cut it, and stomp on it to no end? I mean, yeah, if you have a chicken factory, you want to just move the chickens through and get them into boxes and get them on the shelves as quick as possible. Are you going to take the time to pull the chicken off the rack and just commence to beating on it? That
doesn't seem like it.
It certainly doesn't seem like it. I mean, there's a chance that there's going to be a sicko working for you, obviously. So I don't know. His suggestion, though, is that the video itself might be fake. He said he grew really suspicious. I don't want to make a solid judgment, but I think those videos are definitely set up by PETA. I think some of the higher-ups pay a few sickos in film school and a film school dropout to make these videos of documented abuse by meat factories in order to play on people's emotions and get them to sign up and pay their PETA dues. Interesting idea. It's certainly possible. I mean, why trust it at face value? This is an organization of people that have been very dishonest in some other areas. They call themselves the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. They don't want you to be able to own pets. I mean, if you let them have their agenda, if they could tomorrow morning flip a switch and we could all live in PETA land, we'd have no pets anymore because they believe that your animals should not be owned. They believe that they should be free. Free to make their own decisions for themselves.
It's beautiful.
Free to roam the world and roam the countryside, unfettered by human shackles.
Yes, I can't imagine my big fat cat frolicking in the meadow. He'd much rather just come home and eat cat chow.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he gets out every day and comes back.
Yes, he does. Voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
So this is what PETA wants, though.
What would he do if he didn't wake me up in the morning at 6 a.m.?
Right. They want a world where people cannot even really interact with animals. Just beyond, ooh, look, there's an animal over there. Okay, we'll respect your so-called rights, Mr. Kitty Cat.
I think that animals have certain rights.
I think that animals should be treated in a certain way. I don't think they have any rights because they have no responsibilities. But that's a whole other issue. Anyway, what PETA wants is totally unrealistic, and it's
that's
just
true.
It's just totally ironic that they're talking about, oh, you can't eat animals, you can't keep animals, you can't hold animals, you can't sell animals, you can't buy animals, you can't raise animals. You can kill them though, if there's too many, because that's what they're doing. There's too many animals in most given areas of the country, and PETA would come by the pet like the animal department, whatever they call it, animal services, Department of Animal Services, they'd come by and they'd say, hey, we'll take those kitties off your hands. Looks like you got about 50 too many kitties. We'll take them off your hands for you. We've got people that will adopt them because the shelters will kill them eventually. I mean, some shelters are no-kill, but usually the animal services places do kill the animals after a certain time.
I would like to see all shelters be no-kill, personally, but that's just a personal thing. I wouldn't legislate on it.
I'd like to see people be able to eat dogs and cats. I mean, let's put them to good use.
Okay.
I mean, they're killing them anyway, right? We might as well use them. You got PETA killing animals and putting them in dumpsters. At least get something out of it.
You know, they could just as easily, have one of their veterinarians that work for PETA, and I'm sure there's got to be more than one, just do a simple little operation on these animals, and then you wouldn't have to kill them off. I mean, if you have a bunch of neutered animals running around...
Right.
They're essentially dead in a biological sense because they can't reproduce.
The problem, though, is that the people don't neuter their animals. So even if you were to do that, you'd still run into the same problem with animals just going out of control. I mean, they just keep breeding. If they're
owners, but killing them doesn't really solve anything.
I agree with that, and I don't feel good about it. But if you're going to kill them, you might as well do something with the carcass instead of just throwing it in the dumpster like PETA does.
Well. Yeah, I suppose.
So considering you've got PETA, this organization that claims to love and care for animals and then ends up killing them, that's a little bizarre right there.
And then you also going to be able to sell cat and dog meat very, very easily.
Works in Korea.
Yes, well, I suppose if it was cheap, but the grocery stores don't want to sell cheap meat. They want to sell expensive meat.
No, it depends.
Is it going to be able to compete with chicken? Chicken's pretty cheap.
Maybe so, man. They got turkey competing with chicken now, and it's really good. You've got the aspect of they kill animals, and then you've got the other aspect of there's evidence that shows PETA has funded the animal violent freak groups, the Animal Liberation Front, those people that go and plant bombs in scientific laboratories and things like that to liberate the animals from their captors. These maniacs that are violating property rights in order to make themselves feel good, basically. PETA has been found... according to Penn & Teller's BS on Showtime, to be funding these maniacs. So not only are they funding crazy, violent people, they're also killing animals, and they're not really talking about it. That's not really a promoted aspect to their organization.
You can go to PETAKillsAnimals.com and check it out.
Is it .com or .org?
That was .com.
You're probably right. PETAKillsAnimals.com. So you've got this very strange, freaky stuff going on behind the scenes. Is it a real far reach to suggest that they would have created their own animal abuse videos just to scare people? I don't think it is. 800-259-9231. This is your show, TicketTroll.com Live. There you go.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. We're inside hour number two. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got a bunch of cool stuff on there. But the Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to the ladies that listen to this show, specifically the ones that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And since they took the time to do that, we took the time to put them up on our website at freetalklive.com. So go and check it out. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Conrad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Good.
I was thinking about military advances and what the military has given to us in the past and what it will continue to give to us in the future. you can't deny that with a strong military, we get more technological advances. Things like computers, GPS, Tupperware even, all come from a military base.
I think that I can. I think that I can definitely say that without the military, we'd still have strong technological advances because people are demanding more technology. The military just takes advantage of technology. It doesn't. It doesn't necessarily bolster it. I mean, and if it does, there's no reason why it couldn't be done in the free market.
But I don't see how the free market would get together and create satellite programs. I mean, without the space program, we wouldn't have satellites. And without
That's not true. In fact, they originally were talking about how in the space program, one of their original purposes was to launch satellites. But because the government was so slow and so plodding about actually getting the satellites up into space, private industry took it over, and they've been doing it ever since. So it's actually private industry all the way that is responsible for getting satellites up into space, for the most part. Yeah, because the government just can't get their stuff together. They're so bureaucratic and so worthless. I mean, you've got NASA that scraps a multi-billion-dollar project because they forgot to use metric instead of the other number system. They just make such stupid
Imperial?
Mistakes. I don't know, the American versus metric system or whatever it is. And they just make such dumb mistakes. Oh, no, we lost another $5 billion Mars rover. Guess we'll just have to tax you some more and build another one. You know, whereas if space exploration was open to private industry, then only the investors would be losing money. Only those people who voluntarily bought into the plan.
And people did. Spaceship One just I don't remember what the milestone was, but broke some milestone or another recently.
Conrad, any thoughts?
Well, I suppose you guys are right about that. I was wondering, in a libertarian state, what kind of military would we have? It would obviously be a minimalist one, but.
Well, I think that again, it depends on what libertarian you ask. All right, I'll give you my answer, and then we'll see what Manwich has to say. My answer would be, actually, let's go with you, Manwich, first.
Well, the Constitution's pretty clear that we should have militias. It's also clear that the army should be disbanded every 2 years. There shouldn't be an army for longer than 2 years, and that a navy should be set up, in perpetuity. So we're supposed to have a navy. Sounds good.
Or defense.
We shouldn't have an army, and we should have militias. Sounds good to me.
How does that sound to you, Conrad?
That sounds fine to me.
And I would go so far as to say, I mean, when you say we shouldn't have an army and we shouldn't do that, well, that means that we should probably sell the existing stuff that we currently have. Step one, bring everybody home from around the world.
I don't know if I want to sell this stuff.
Why not? You give them all nice retirement.
We're always getting attacked by the stuff that we sell.
Okay, what's wrong with selling the military bases that are already around the world in various different
countries? I'm talking about tanks, airplanes, and those kind of things.
You could still get attacked by tanks and airplanes anyway, Manwich, whether or not we sell them. Anyway, the idea would be to make it so that the people who are in the military, who are going to be displaced as far as their jobs are concerned, would get a nice little severance package because we'd be selling off all the military installations. Here you go. You're not going to feel bad about getting fired when you're getting your entire pension in one lump sum, basically. So I think that we could make the existing members of the military happy, turn them free from their existing their requirements, the agreements that they've made. Sell off all the stuff, and then let the militias form as they may. And they will. I mean, they definitely will form, and that would be more than enough to defend this nation. Conrad?
Well, so then, what about when we get invaded? Like, let's say Pearl Harbor happens again.
Only happened because we sunk a Japanese submarine, and we were blockading the island of Japan.
And God has really blessed us with our location in the world. We are very, very difficult to attack.
I mean, Mexico and Canada probably not going to be attacking us.
Certainly not if we were great trading partners with them, and we are currently,
yes,
and we would be in the future.
Yeah, so Pearl Harbor, I'm sorry, just would not happen today.
All of our wars, as a matter of fact, the majority of our wars have to do with us messing around with other people's governments and
that's
other
right.
people's countries.
That's the reason.
That's World War One. That's World War Two. That's the Korean War.
Vietnam.
That's the Vietnam War. Grenada, Iraq.
You name it.
Everything.
Everything since the Revolutionary War. I mean, we could have another. We could have another Pearl Harbor, but only because we'd be blockading some other country or doing something horrible to another group of innocent people. But I see what you're saying. Even if there was some sort of unprecedented attack on American soil, whoever would be doing the attacking would be absolutely insane. I mean, they would be totally nuts to send ground troops or to send anybody here to attack us, because we've got people with guns that would defend this country. We're armed, and some of the other countries in the world aren't. Conrad, final thoughts.
You guys have awesome music. If you guys open up, I really like music. I've always wanted to say that.
Good deal. Well, I've always thought there should be more music, more talk shows with metal, good real metal bands. Although, if Manwich had his way, we'd have Frank Sinatra playing during the break.
Probably true.
So it's a good thing I'm in charge. Thanks for the call, Conrad. We appreciate it, man.
That's
awesome. 800-259-9231.
Go ahead.
800-259-9231.
One thing's for sure. You're never going to fight a land war in America.
It's impossible.
Yes. Everybody's got a firearm. Can you imagine
A good chunk of people have firearms.
Yeah, most people have firearms. I don't have one personally at my house.
And if we sold off all the military stuff, then more people would have more dangerous firearms.
Certainly there would be a contingent of people that would buy laws, rockets, and all kinds of crazy things. But, a good shotgun's great for home defense, and it would be very, very difficult to take over America if everybody had a shotgun.
Look, if you are going to invade America, you've lost your mind. And we've lost our minds, I mean, politically. Our government has invaded a sovereign nation named Iraq, and there's also Afghanistan, and that's just what's going on today. And we're the biggest, most strong, most technologically advanced military in the world. We're having trouble with a bunch of ragtag bands of insurgents running through the streets. I mean, if we're having trouble invading Iraq, can you imagine the amount of trouble any other country would have invading America? Can you imagine how Americans would react if their sovereignty was threatened? It'd be awful similar to how the Iraqis are reacting. It's just that we've got a little more wealth to buy a few more weapons with.
That kind of brings up the silly notion that we're fighting the terrorists in Iraq. I don't think we're really fighting so many terrorists in Iraq.
There are a few.
I think there's certainly some Al-Qaeda members there. But I think we're fighting a lot of Iraqis in Iraq.
Absolutely.
And those people weren't terrorists. They weren't flying airplanes into buildings.
They were probably operating a merchant stand or something.
The terrorists are all over the world. And as evidenced by the London bombing, the Spain bombing, all these things still going on. Apparently all the terrorists didn't say, the U.S. Army, the biggest army in the world, is in Iraq. Let's go fight them.
Yeah,
let's give them a fair fight.
Oh, yeah, it's clear that we didn't scare them either. 800-259-9231. More coming back. Your calls about anything. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water, or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, It makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes. I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go tune into our live streams. We've got the broadband version of the show. We've got the dial-up version. Anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. So, we were talking actually a moment ago to Conrad about the military and the misconception that, boy, thank goodness for the military, otherwise we just wouldn't have CD players or computers or the internet or anything. Sorry, that's like suggesting that if it weren't for NASA, you know, we wouldn't have Tang.
Actually, Tang was produced before NASA.
I understand that. That's why it's like it's as ludicrous as suggesting that.
Yeah.
Yes, the military may have spurred development in some areas over others.
I'd say that we probably have more better jet fighters because we have a military.
Right. It's not like a lot of people think that the military has all this super, super technology and it slowly trickles out and then they let Sony have a piece of it. No, that's not how it works. In fact, we've heard from people who are in the military that will tell you straight up that it's sad sometimes, the level of technology that they have to use in the military. I'm sure they have some technological things, but for the most part, it's just another slow-moving bureaucracy. As I like, my favorite quote on the military comes from Harry Brown. I think he calls them the post office in fatigues. I know, it sounds a little insulting, but really, they're just a bureaucracy, too. And they just have a monopoly, as it is, on defense in this country.
Of course, they do have that.
They've gone far outside the bounds of defense. And that's because our government has gone far outside of the bounds of the United States Constitution. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger every single year. In fact, what George Bush has increased the size of government, this so-called small government conservative George Bush, has increased the size of government by over 30% in just the few years he's been in office. He's done it at like double the clip of Bill Clinton. He's Bill Clinton's wet dream as far as government size of government goes. What's coming next, man? What's the next step for this out-of-control state?
It ain't pretty. Let me tell you.
Tell me.
There's a looming budget problem. It's a government spending crisis, especially the liabilities that politicians have promised to retirees and Social Security and Medicare. The Congressional Budget Office predicts that spending as a share of our national output based solely on current promises will surge from about 20% today to 25% in 2025 to 34% in 2040.
And that's percentage of what? Of GDP?
Yes. No, let me see.
Percentage of output?
National output based solely on current promises. Yes. That's based on, it must be GDP. In order to balance the budget at those...
For some reason, I thought we were at a higher percentage of our GDP than that. I thought we were closer to 50%. But
you know,
I don't know.
I can't tell you. I'm reading
their numbers, and they're getting bigger, and they're bad.
In order to balance the budget at those spending totals, we would have to double the highest income tax rate to 70%.
That's like socialist Norway or something like that.
Yeah, and some. Raise payroll taxes to 30%, and corporate income tax rate would rise to twice the average of U.S. trading
partners.
Let's slow
down. I want you to reset to that doubling portion.
Okay.
Okay, we have to double the top tier of the income
tax bracket, right,
to 70%. Now, right now, it's around, 33%?
I thought it was more like 40.
40%?
Yeah.
It must be, if it's around 70, it must be like 35%.
But I thought it was 40.
Let's call it at 35%. And I don't know, what is that highest bracket? Do you know what it is? Like over $100,000, over $200,000?
Like,
let's just imagine you make $200,000 a year, and you're paying 35% of that. That's $60,000, basically, a little bit more than $60,000 in taxes right now.
Yeah.
Then you find out they're going to be doubling your tax rate on you within the next 10
years. So you make $200,000, you get to keep $60,000.
Yeah. So. Why would you want to make $200,000?
No good reason.
I mean, if you make $100,000, you get to keep $55,000. So why would you want to make $200,000? Why
no
would you
incentive
wanna...
for production.
Right.
No incentive for working hard.
It kills the economy. It's
does.
Literally going to... The more taxes we have, the less productive we are. The less productive we are, the worse off our economy is, and the less wealth each of us have. I mean, it's really going to... I mean, if you think this country is on a bad path, it is getting worse, as the numbers are showing. What are the other few things that that would have to be
now,
done?
Now, the payroll tax is a minimum. The minimum bracket is 15%. Payroll taxes would rise to 30%.
Oh, my God.
Corporate income...
And this is within how many years?
Pretty much everybody's taxes are going to double.
This is within how many years?
This would be by 2040, so it's within 35 years.
That's within a generation or so.
Yeah,
this needs to be stopped, and we're part of this. We're part of this plan. Let's go to the phones. We might come back to this. Owen in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I was so happy to hear somebody talking about the army needing to be disbanded every 2 years.
Yes, according
That's
to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution.
That's right. I've been trying to explain this to people for a long time. But
I don't think that means that it needs to exist and continue to be disbanded. I think that just means it's not supposed to exist, but if you
right.
need to call it together, it can only exist for 2 years.
That's exactly what it means.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. Everyone is supposed to be armed. In fact, the Miller case, and not many people are familiar with this case, it was a case involving two gentlemen. I remember Miller being the prime name in this, where he refused to pay the tax on a sawed-off shotgun.
Okay.
Much like Ruby Ridge.
Okay.
And it was ruled in that case, as long as it has any sort of military use, they cannot tax a citizen for having it.
Well, then every weapon would have some type of military use, because if the Chi-Coms invade, I'm going to use my weapon to shoot them.
That's right.
There you go.
But nobody.
No taxes on firearms. I love that.
But people just don't know about this case, so that's why they don't use that defense?
Well, the thing is, though, the case never really got fully developed because Miller died before the case could ever really be heard.
How unfortunate.
And his partner in crime, well, just kind of went with a plea.
And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem with our judicial system today is that people get railroaded into pleading out because they get so scared of all the threats that are being leveled at them.
And here's the other thing that was just causing me to make you guys are making me laugh here. And just that last topic you were talking about, the taxes going up. I was almost I had to stop typing because I was laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got done reading the whole. I just got done reading a couple of articles about the Bannister case.
Right.
You familiar with that case?
No.
Yes, Joe Bannister. Of course we're familiar with it. You just don't remember the name, man. Which he's the former IRS officer who ended up leaving the IRS because he discovered the whole thing's a sham. They ended up trying to charge him with a few tax crimes, allegedly, and he was vindicated.
Yes. In fact, one of the things was he's the CPA for a company in California.
Right.
And he told the company, hey, listen, quit paying the damn tax. Instead of putting a taxable gross amount of X dollars, put zero.
Right.
Because that's how much you have. Tax, zero taxable dollars. And they quit withholding money from all the employees.
Wow.
Everyone that worked for them.
Now, that guy got in trouble, by the way. That dude did get found guilty on some charges, I do believe. The guy that owned the business.
Well, what charges?
I don't remember.
Right now, I'm actually typing up a letter to the IRS on behalf of a friend.
Oh, they'll probably not respond to you. Or if they will respond, they'll call you frivolous.
Well, actually, we're not filing any lawsuit right now.
Okay.
We're,
well, they'll still call you
frivolous.
We're doing
a response because they're trying to do an assessment.
Owen, thank you for the call. Keep us updated on your situation, man. We certainly appreciate it. The tax situation is coming to a halt, I think. There's a lot of important cases going on out there, and we're following as many of them as possible. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Your calls.
Thank you. Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control, 800-259-9231, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, time to fit your calls in. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system with over 26,000 posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting there. All kinds of topics. Everything from kind of fun, lighthearted stuff to downright serious. So go and check it out. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to talk to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
You got to be careful when you're talking about that Joe Bannister case. You were talking about taxes in general, but since that one guy brought it up, mm-hmm. The woman that supposedly inspired him to write his investigation report and turn it in, you know, that resulted in him being asked to resign.
Mm-hmm.
DV Kid has an article on, I forget which website she writes for, but I think it's also on her website, devvy.com.
Okay.
Anyway, she's trying to put the brakes on some people that are taking that verdict on of Joe Bannister's and running with it.
What are they? What are these people doing when you say running with it? What do you mean?
Well, she's kind of putting down some of the headlines that have been written about that case, that basically Joe Bannister has proven beyond the shadow of doubt that the government could not prove that withholding tax is and filing a 1040 is you know, is the law of the land, basically. Mm-hmm. So you know, and it, what happened was the guy that he had advised the employees of what was going on, that guy brought him in to his seamstress business or textile business in California, and they gave a presentation on what his findings and research were.
That's correct.
And explained why he was no longer going to be withholding the taxes from his employees. And it's similar to what happened to the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, which George Bush, one of his first acts was to allow that church to be seized, the first one ever in the history of the United States has had property seized by the government for non-payment of taxes.
Huh.
Yeah, and that occurred in 2000, when right after George Bush took office.
You know, there's no doubt that the government is going to try and harass people that stop withholding, but I think that, you know, that doesn't negate, that whatever the law says doesn't negate the fact that people need to just stop. I mean, we need to have a mass civil disobedience of people refusing to pay their taxes to this tyrannical government. Don't you agree
with
that?
We're funding our own demise, and if you add up, if you start adding up, and there's a Tax Freedom Day, and there's all sorts of mainstream information out there, people will look for it. Money Magazine, for years, I don't know if they've done it recently, but for years, Money Magazine would farm out an average tax return for a family of four of something like $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
To hundreds of tax preparers and CPAs.
Okay.
And rarely did they get any back that were identical as far as the prepared returns. So the law is so dang complicated.
Yeah. How can anyone be expected to understand, let alone follow it?
No, and the more, you know, the more money you got, the better CPA you can hire. And
it's a big scam.
There's a big bunch of people that just got an amnesty, I think, by the IRS because they were involved in some kind of son of the boss tax shelter scheme.
Well, one thing's for sure. I mean, you're not. It doesn't matter if the IRS gave somebody amnesty because you're not going to get anywhere asking them for permission. I think that we actually have a listener who's setting up a website. I'm not going to announce what it is yet, but the idea of the site is going to allow people to publicly pledge. And I realize it sounds dangerous, but if enough people do it, it'll become extremely powerful. I think to publicly pledge civil disobedience and refuse to continue paying taxes.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
The IRS's own numbers that they'll admit to, there's tens of thousands of non-filers in this country right now that they can't prosecute.
That's right. This would be those people standing up and saying, here I am.
Yeah.
Okay, you know we're out here. Now here I am. Come
well,
and get
the,
me.
The IRS knows where a lot of them are, but the problem is they think that they're, you know, they think that they're anonymous and they're not. So
well,
they
the
might
idea
as well stand up and say, look, we're not paying.
Right. That's the idea. Yes, the IRS knows who they are, but
yeah,
this would allow the media, you know, the major media to report on, oh, my gosh, look at this. These people are standing up and refusing to pay their taxes.
Well,
my final thoughts.
They have reported on it, but they will not, you know, they don't really make it a major story. But
well, we'll
yeah,
make
the
it a
IRS's
major story.
Own numbers say that they have. But if you remember your Orwell, you know, your George Orwell, 1984?
Yeah.
I
didn't read it.
Well, you just rent the movie.
Okay.
The shopkeeper kept the little enticing contraband, and eventually he progressively entrapped Winston Smith into doing the crimes that brought the black helicopters down on him. And I think the IRS can use people like Joe Bannister to really mess up people's lives. But I think that Joe Bannister has sort of got him on the ropes, but
well, we're coming,
we just
we're
really
got
to be careful. We got
to absolutely have to be careful, but we're coming to a point where we just need to throw down the, you know, we just need to throw down the gauntlet on these people.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Right,
we appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, Mike.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, another night in paradise, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a pretty hellish day today.
What happened?
Well, my glasses broke, and without my glasses, I'm legally blind. Can't drive.
And you're driving right now.
Well, yeah, but I got contacts in now.
Okay.
It was the problem that I had to go through to get these contacts is what drove me crazy.
And so you got a story for us then?
Absolutely.
All right, and it involves the government, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, hang on, Mike. 800-259-9231, a hellacious story involving eyesight and the state. We'll find out what that's all about coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. We might be able to slip you in here before 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live, so take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Moments remain in this, the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And then what's
here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time as we are Monday through Saturday. Join us for every single moment. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we ask you to give us a help. Give us a hand up, not a handout. We're calling it the AMP program. $3 a month is all we're asking for. And we're not going to start charging you for archives. We're not going to start charging you for any of the website. You just go to freetalklive.com. In fact, specifically amp.freetalklive.com to read more about this program. The idea is what we're going to do with that $3 a month is we're going to turn it right back around, which is what we're doing, and buy more advertising for the show. Promote the show amongst industry people, radio industry people, decision makers, and also promote the show on the Internet just to gather Internet listeners from around the world. It's something we're doing right now. It's something that's going to grow as time goes on. We want you to be a part of it at amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, we've promised that once we reach a certain amount of income per month as a result of the AMP program, we will cut back our commercial time by at least 25%. And that's significant because it's never been done before in the radio business that we know of. Given the listeners the opportunity to actually buy more showtime as opposed to having to listen to a bunch of commercials, go check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. We're pretty excited about it. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Mike again. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so you're going to give us a story. It's going to have to be truncated, I'm sure, but you lost your glasses today, and then there's a story between you losing your glasses and you acquiring contact lenses. What happened, Mike?
Well, I went directly to the optometrist, and what they have is they have contact lenses that they can just give you.
Mm-hmm.
Single stand contact lenses. And I only needed contact lenses for about a week, because I'm in the, actually kind of on a black market thing, but they're on the way.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm begging them for these contact lenses, and they're refusing to give them to me. Absolutely refusing.
And is this a private company? Is this the government or private company?
This is Walmart at this point.
Okay.
So I ended up going somewhere else, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm begging them, what's going on? Why can't I just get these contact lenses? Because they're all telling me I have to get a $110 eye exam before they'll give them to me. It turns out that federal law requires that a prescription for contact lenses only lasts 1 year, and I am 1 month past that year. So for any optometrist to give these to me, they had to redo this, or else they'd face a $1,500 fine, and they'd get their license revoked.
So if they were to just give you the freebie pair of contact lenses, they'd face a fine?
Yeah.
And they won't do it because they're afraid you're the undercover cop?
Absolutely.
Right.
Which is kind of funny, because I've got hair that's a foot long, and I'm 24 years old.
They make undercover cops look like that, too, though. But anyway.
Anyway.
So you ended up having to pony up $100-something, huh?
$110 to get a free pair of contacts that I'm only going to need for a week.
Jeez.
And
outrageous.
That's just been ticking me off.
Oh, but don't you feel protected? It's for your protection, Mike. I mean, there might be criminals trying to get their hands on these contact lenses.
Yeah, who knows what kind of bad things they're up to with some old contact lenses.
You know, all this is really, it's just protection for the medical industry.
It really is.
I was under the impression there might be some sort of tax involved with the whole thing. Who knows?
It's bad news, though. Mike, good call, man. Thank you.
Well, they have their licensing fees. You can be sure of that. They have to pay the piper, too. They have to give their pound of flesh.
Well, yeah, it's protection. It's industry protection on the part of the big gang that we know as a government. Mike, great call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. You can use that number Monday night, because we're out of here. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, again, we do this Monday through Saturday, 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us in the meantime. Join the fun over at freetalklive.com. And also, if you like what we're doing, $3 a month, you can help us amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. See you Monday night.
U.S. Gold.